Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are here to protest against the Shia killing in Pakistan, especially in Quetta, that has gone on for the past 2 years continuously. In 2013, we've had more than 400 killings that happened there. This year in Mastung alone, there have been more than 20 people that have been killed. We are demanding from the Pakistani government to carry out a targeted operation against the extremist groups, especially the Taliban and Lashkar-e-Jhangawi. We are also demanding to give a compensation to the families that have been affected by the killing, and many of the people are seriously injured. So far, there have been no compensation for the victims of the families. So we want the government to be giving a compensation to the families that have been affected. We're also demanding the government to be impartial and not to be taking sides with many of the extremist groups, especially the law minister in Punjab, Rana Sanaullah, has been very partial. He's issued the list of many people who were working in many of the Shia organizations 20 years ago to Interpol, and many have been arrested innocently. We want the government to not take sides with the extremist groups, and all the people, either army or the security forces, the people that have been killed, the government should take serious action against all the perpetrators. The madrasas that are in cities in like Karachi and Lahore and Islamabad and other places should either be shut down, that are being supported by foreign governments. If they are not closed down, then they should only and only take students from the local cities. These madrasas are becoming the headquarters of all terrorist activities in Pakistan. We want the foreign grants that are given by the Saudis and Qatar's government to the Pakistani madrasas should stop, and a higher level terrorist activity that is going on through the foreign aid should be stopped by the Pakistani government and law enforcement agencies.
Shia killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Shia killing no more!
So we're joined now by Sayyid Ali Raza Rizvi, the chairman of Majlis Ulama-e Shia Europe, who have been organizing this protest, and we want to find out the current situation of what's happening actually in Pakistan.
Presently, we have more than 30 cities that have a sit-in protest. Karachi alone has 12 sit-in protests, and they've blocked all the major highways, roads. Karachi University had to cancel the examinations they had today, because the students could not make it to the university. Many of the flights had to be cancelled. All the local buses had to be cancelled. The transport, everything has come to a standstill because of the killings that have been going on. We've lost more than 3,000-4,000 people within the last year alone. In Punjab, in Lahore, they've blocked the governor house. In Islamabad, in Faizabad, and other places in Quetta, people are now protesting for the killings that have been going on. In Quetta, there are hundreds of thousands of people in the streets protesting for the 24 people that have been killed. Their bodies are not being buried because the families demand the government to carry out a targeted operation against the Shia killing in Pakistan. All over the country, the people are now protesting against the government not carrying out the necessary duties they should be carrying out.
And so what's the response from the government and the authorities?
Yesterday, the chief minister of Balochistan had gone to the sit-in protest in Quetta, but they did not accept the demands, and the Shias have not accepted their fake promises. Today, the prime minister has ordered one of the senior cabinet members to go and attend the funerals and the sit-in protest in Quetta. Today, the prime minister had called in the Pakistani army chief to see what is possible with the demands that the Shias have made. We are hoping by tomorrow they will have to, because if they do not, the Shias will increase the protest and it will spread all over the country, and we will bring the entire country to a standstill.
And what's the stance of Majlis Ulama? Why is Majlis Ulama organizing a protest within the UK when the incidents are taking place in Pakistan?
We are here to show our support and solidarity with all the people that are in Pakistan. We've been here for over 18 hours now, and we will continue to sit here for all the duration that our brothers and sisters are in the streets in Pakistan. And this protest is to show our support, moral support, and also the pressure that we're building from here into the Foreign Office, also the British Foreign Office. They've already taken this on board. The police are involved. The entire government is now informed that we're protesting against the killing that is going on in Pakistan. A lot of our brothers in Pakistan have mentioned it to the people who have taken to the protests in the streets in Pakistan, that we're also sitting here in their support. So it is to encourage and to strengthen our brothers in Pakistan.
Thank you for your time. So there you have it. Acts of solidarity, campaigning and action are taking place outside the Pakistani embassy. As we've heard, there's sit-ins happening all across Pakistan, and this is one of the sit-ins which is taking place within the UK.
What do we want? Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
1, 2, 3, 4!
She are killing no more!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Taliban terrorists!
The purpose of us is essentially to show solidarity with those people who are being killed on a daily basis, constant basis within Pakistan. 2 days ago, we've had people who've been killed. The day before that, a scholar was killed, a very senior scholar. In the last 3 months, we've had numerous deaths. And I think that the worst thing is that people who are going on pilgrimage, who are coming back from pilgrimage, are being targeted. So I think essentially, if you look around Pakistan, you are seeing killings upon killings, deaths upon deaths, and enough is enough. You know, my humanity doesn't allow me to sit at home when people are being killed in this way. And this is why we came at 9 o'clock last night until 3 a.m. people were here. There were approximately between 300 to 400 people who were here until 3 a.m. And we're taking it in shifts, basically. So people are taking 3-hour shifts, 6-hour shifts. Some of them have been here for 7, 8 hours. So there's shifts which are going on, and we'll be here until a conclusion isn't reached. And I hope it is reached very soon.
And why is it important that people come to the protest? Because a lot of the times people say, well, it's happening in Pakistan, why should I come out and protest in the UK?
I think there are two reasons. I think the first one is our common humanity. This is what we learned from Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam, that regardless of who you are, where you're from, but the fact is that wherever there's oppression in the world, you come out. We came out when there was oppression in other parts of the world. You found that the issues which are taking place in the Middle East, we came out for that. So in the same way, when there's an issue going on in Pakistan, we're also going to come out, and we're also going to protest against the fact that there's oppression going on. Regardless of colour, race, religion, it is our responsibility to come out, and that's what we're doing.
Thank you for your time. And, oh, actually, let's... One more? Okay. Can you tell us the current situation about the sit-ins which are happening across the UK?
Well, we have had sit-ins which started yesterday in London. We also have sit-ins which are going to be taking place in Birmingham, Manchester and Glasgow. So really the four hubs of the Pakistani community, you'll find that there are sit-ins which are starting, and they will continue until a conclusion isn't reached.